Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Alex Quinones in August 2011,
where the theme was parents.
That's a very warm welcome for someone you don't know. Okay, I'll try to deliver. So this is a story I've never told because I didn't think it was a story until today when it reached its conclusion. It spans at least 15 years. It won't take as long to tell it, but it has to do with my stepfather. When 3 days after my mom and dad married, I'm going to lay a kind of a downer on you. Three days after my mom and dad married, my mom split up from my dad. He was a wife beater. He would hit her. And she decided to leave and run from that. But I'm from Colombia. It's a very traditional country. And she was pressured to go back. And that's how it was for a lot of years. And, it was a difficult place to grow up in. And as early as it was, and as young as I was, I knew that they shouldn't be together. And I was talking to somebody about divorce, I think when I was around 8 years old, and they mentioned that sometimes parents decide to stay together because of their kids. As soon as I heard that, I ran home, I sat my mom and dad down, and I said, if you're together because of me, don't worry. You should not be together. And you shouldn't even have married. And I realized that means that I wouldn't exist. But that's how much you two should not be together. And so thankfully, reason finally dawned on my mom, and they divorced, they separated, and for many years I didn't see my father. A few years later, my mom meets my stepdad, and immediately I kind of just adore him, fall in love with him. We share the same birthday, we have the same sense of humor, we're those annoying two people that are constantly in an inside joke, and even if we explain to you where we are, that will only frustrate you more because you will not understand what we're talking about. So we're like that. We're in a constant sync. And so I adored Ricky, and he was just about the best person that I'd had in my life come in. But then a few years later, my mom and Ricky got into an argument. And I don't know why he said this or what it was, but he said, you know, that there's always the possibility that I may not be around. Because my mom and Ricky actually never married. And they still never married. And so he said, you know, it may be that I'm not around, that I may leave suddenly. If I have an argument with your mom, I may just leave. And that, I don't know why he said that. It's truth, and it's a truth that I needed to be aware of, I think. But it hurt me. It really hurt me, because it kind of like how you had that thought that your father could leave. My father figure had kind of thrown this on me that he could also leave, maybe not by death, but certainly by other circumstances. And for a long time, that really bugged me. We still had, it didn't fracture the relationship by any means. We still continued to be best friends. But something developed where I couldn't tell him that I loved him. I couldn't do it. I don't know if I was protecting myself with the idea that if I told him that I love him, then suddenly if he left, it would just be that much more painful. And it would bother him throughout the years. He would kind of point out jokingly that I never told him that I love him. And I would just kind of throw a joke in there and kind of just laugh it off. Because I always thought, well, if he breaks up with my mom, then that's it. You know, I don't have a stepdad anymore. So that kind of went through for several years. And then, let me see where I am. So I've never told this live. So then last Tuesday, we were talking, and he said, he brought it up again. He goes, you know, you never tell me that you love me. I want you to say it. And I was kind of in a corner, because I felt that I wanted to tell him. I was actually talking to somebody about this, that I wanted to have the courage to tell him that I loved him, because he deserved it. He's been a fantastic person. I do love him. There's no doubt about that. And I needed to tell him that. So he cornered me, and I said it. I said, I love you. And then today, I find out that my mom and Ricky are splitting up. Well, it's all right. They had been kind of living separately for a while under the guise that my mom was helping my sister with her kids, who were very young. And so she was living in a different city. So I was kind of, everybody kind of had already figured that was going to happen. This just kind of made it official. So it didn't affect me anything. But I found that out, and I called him. He picked up the phone, and he was still there. That's it. Thank you.
Bark London is proud to announce
its first ever album,
featuring some of our favorite storytellers
with brand new stories. To order your copy, go to sparklondon.com.
And thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.